All right, Mama, you started your business because you're great at what you do and you want to do it on your terms.
Hello, freedom and flexibility.
But you're a couple of years in, handcuffed to your biz, more overwhelmed than ever. You feel like you're not doing anything well at work or with your fam.
If that's you, stay tuned.
I'm Ritu Parikh, mom of two, wife of one, former professional organizer turned productivity pro, here to help women like you with growing businesses, stop drowning, and start controlling all your demands and distractions. Welcome to Productivity on Purpose.
Friends, we just got back from the most amazing wedding. It was a true Bollywood fairy tale. My cousin's son was married in Tulum. It was a 5-day extravaganza. It was unbelievable, over the top, so freaking beautiful, just breathtaking, exquisite. I can't even find the words of how amazing it was and just how well orchestrated. It was over the top. It was probably the most beautiful wedding we've been to, and we've been to a lot of weddings. So it was really, really, really fun. I'm feeling super grateful that I got to do that. I also had family that flew in from India and just really all around the country here as well. And it's just so awesome. I love weddings. It's so fun to like reconnect with everybody, like while you're having the best time, and you just get so emotional during it. I always think about like my own marriage, and then even my parents' marriage just makes me start thinking about marriage in general. And anyway, it was just so much fun. So I have an episode today for you based on my personal experiences, not about the wedding, but other personal experiences, but also mostly sprouting from what I've been hearing from a few clients lately. And it's all about the downward spiral. Y'all, you know it, right? You've had a shitty day, maybe a crappy week. You're not feeling motivated, and that's probably because you're feeling defeated. We've all had these times. Maybe you're in this time right now, right? You're in this constant state of anxiety. It feels like everything's a struggle, and thus now you're in the downward spiral, and it feels like nothing can go right, and you are officially on the struggle bus, and you really want to get off, but you don't know how. So now, you want to get out of the downward spiral, so you start working on tasks to get you out of failure. Does this sound familiar? Right? This is what I'm hearing from my clients. They're telling me, I just start doing random tasks. I'm in the downward spiral, and I just want to do something so I don't feel like a failure. Those are certainly not the most important tasks. I know they're not. They're not the big priorities I really should be working on. But they are tasks. They're getting, you know, I'm getting things off the list in the hopes that if I do these things, I'll feel like less of a failure. I'll feel less defeated. I'll feel less unmotivated. However, here's what happens. Exactly the opposite. So ironic, because you're doing all these things to help you feel better, but in fact, they make you feel worse on many levels, right? Because it stresses you out even more that you're not getting to the tasks that you really need to be doing. And the very thing you're trying to avoid, which is feeling even more defeated, is exactly what you're exacerbating. Am I right? It's so freaking annoying. It's a risk, and it's a consequence of procrastination. We put off doing things we don't feel like doing and focus on something else that's more pleasurable or it's easier, and you know, and in the hopes that it's going to make us feel better, when in fact, it's making us feel even worse. Because the longer you put off things, the longer you procrastinate them, the heavier they feel and the harder they feel, and the more weight is on your shoulders. This is so annoying. It's such a frustrating challenge, because you're doing what you think is the right thing in the moment, which is working on the tasks, but it's adding to your stress and overwhelm and anxiety. So, how do you get out of this self-sabotaging cycle? The number one thing I can tell you to do is to get quiet. Get quiet. Get away from the noise. The noise going on in your head, the mental chatter, the confusion, the chaos, the voice beating you over the head, telling you to do something. Do anything. Just do anything. Just don't waste time. Come on, go do stuff. Go, go, go. Need to quiet that voice. It does not serve you. It keeps you in a constant state of doing, but not thinking or planning or strategizing. All doing is not good. It drains you of energy and focus, and even drains you of fun. Getting quiet can be really hard. If it were easy, we'd all be meditating all the time. If you've ever tried to meditate, if you've had resistance to meditating, it's because you are forced to get quiet. And that's hard to do because the voices and the chaos are so loud. In times like this, you can jump into one to-do. Here's one to-do. Step away from the list. Step away from the craziness. Sit in silence for 2 minutes. Seriously, get away. Actually, step away from the laptop. Step away from the list. Step away from the fridge or pantry. Step away from your sticky notes and your notebooks. Step away. Let your heartbeat come down. Stabilize your blood pressure, your brain, your body. And then sit for 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. That's all I'm asking. 120 seconds of your time. You can do that. Your brain might still be racing during this time, but just sit. And then ask yourself this question. What task would make me feel most successful when my head hits the pillow tonight? What task would make me feel most successful when my head hits the pillow tonight? The pillow tonight is so important because it's not what would make me feel most successful right now. It'd be really fun to go scroll on something or knock out some more emails. But when you're going to bed at night, what are you thinking about? What's the one thing that you think about when you're lying in bed? What you're pissed off about because you didn't get it done because you didn't make a lick of progress on the thing you wanted to do, right? You're not thinking about all the stuff you got done. You're thinking about all the stuff I didn't get done, especially the ones that I wanted to do that I didn't even touch, right? That is what you're thinking about. So that's typically the thing that should come to mind if you're answering the question very honestly, what task would make me feel most successful when my head hits the pillow tonight? Then, next thing, next question. What's one step I can take to make progress on this task? Just one step. That's it. Now, don't disregard your task because it's too big to finish at the time. Like that one step, or there's too many steps. Don't say, I can't do it because it's too big. Break it down. You simply need to move the needle on your priority. That's it. Just your one step. Let go of your all or nothing mentality. Look where that's gotten you. Right? You don't move on your task or your project at all because your desire is to complete it fully, which prevents you from even starting it at all. And maybe that one thing is working out and you don't have 90 minutes for the whole workout routine, but you do have time for a 20-minute sprint or 20 minutes doing weights or 20-minute yoga stretch or a 20-minute walk. Maybe that one thing is preparing for a big upcoming presentation, right? That's a thing you know that make me feel most successful before my head hits the pillow tonight if I get that preparation done. But you don't have 3 hours to get it done. But you do have 30 minutes to create the outline, or you do have 30 minutes for the first 5 slides, or you do have 30 minutes to practice your opening. If you ask yourself these two questions, what task would make me feel most successful when my head hits the pillow tonight? And what's one step I can take to make progress on this task? You are still going to hear the voices in your head, but it's going to be the voice of reason and calm and coming from a place of stillness. You can make the right choice. You can get yourself out of the whirlwind of chaos and reactivity and jumping into tasks to avoid feeling like a failure. You can make progress on the things and the people that matter most to you and break free of the downward spiral. Productivity is not about doing more and more and doing it faster. It's not about using all the quote unquote free minutes of your day. And it's definitely not about knocking off more and more and more tasks so you can feel like less of a failure. Productivity is an emotion you feel when you get the results you want. You don't get the results you want when you're putting off what you really want, what you really should be doing. You have the ability to focus on the things that matter most and make you feel like you're making progress, which means it's time to drop the all or nothing mentality and focus on the movement or focus on the progress versus focusing on completion. Okay, are you on board? I hope so, my friend, because this serves up our challenge of the week. You spent your precious time with me and I want to make sure it is 100% worth it. So here's the deal. you are going to procrastinate something in the next 24 hours because you're a human. And while you're putting off something, you will probably replace it with something you really shouldn't be doing just to make yourself feel better, which we have covered. You're trying to not feel like a failure, but in actuality, you're making yourself feel more like a failure. So the homework is actually three steps. At that moment, when this is happening, number one, step back, get quiet, get quiet, get away from your electronics and lists. It's probably best to go outside if you can. Get quiet for just 2 minutes. Let your heart rate come down. And then number two, ask yourself these two questions. What task would make me feel most successful when my head hits the pillow tonight? And number two question is, what's one step I can take to make progress on this task? And then the final step, number three, is to take one action. Take that one action. This is 100% in your control. I cannot wait to see the results you get. Let me know about them. Come on over on the Instagrams or LinkedIn. Let me know how it goes. You are so capable of taking back control, and you will thank yourself 100 times over when you do. Okay, so how was that for your inspiration today? It doesn't stop there, my friend. Get your hands on awesome free resources about how to stop procrastinating, how to get focused, and how to take back control of your day. Also, you'll get on my weekly email list, which is a burst of inspiration right in your inbox with a behind-the-scenes look at how I get more done with less stress. You'll quickly learn why so many women are signing up week after week. Come on over to lifeisorganized.com/resources. I hope I've served you today. I really cannot thank you enough for listening and sharing. Yes, please share and leave that review, sweet friend. As always, you are the best for showing up here. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your time, loving vibes, positive energy, and know that I'm sending them right back your way. Here's to getting more of the right things done and embracing productivity and purpose. I'll catch you next time.